This is 98.1 Power FM, Dana for your Power Brekkie Show. Now, this week is Australia's largest bird watching event, and you can be a part of it. It's called the Aussie Backyard Bird Count. Now, regular listeners of the show might recall about this time last year, I was actually in hotel quarantine in Sydney to be able to get from Melbourne into New South Wales, and I was actually able to take part in this from my 18th floor central Sydney balcony. So you can really do this from wherever you are. It's a great opportunity to get the kids out of the house as well. And Mick Roderick from BirdLife Australia joins us. He's also based in the Lower Hunter and is Vice President of the Hunter Bird Observers Club. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Dana. How are you going?
Really good. So chat to us about the Aussie Backyard Bird Count. What is it?
Well, like you said, it's the biggest event on the bird watching calendar. In the bird watching world, we have various events, but this is not so much tailored for actual bird watchers. This is for everyone. This is what it's all about. It's actually, trying to get people who wouldn't normally be out bird watching to pick up the binoculars or pick up the field guide and just head out you could do it in your backyard if mm-hmm. you like, and record the birds that you hear and see. And I think you've summed it up really nicely there with being able to do this from a balcony of the 18th floor of a building. If we tried to do this with frogs or reptiles or mammals, it'd be really hard. But birds are they're there, you know.
They're everywhere, aren't they?
Exactly. The biggest cities or the deepest oceans or the driest deserts, there's always birds. And they're generally active during the day as well, like we are. So it's a great way of getting people involved in this, it's a big citizen science project.
And now you don't really need to be bird savvy to be a part of this. You can jump online and sign up at the Aussie Backyard Bird Count website. I think, is it correct that you take 20 minutes out of your day, you count the birds that you can see? And if you don't know the bird species, that you can look them up online by shape and colour and size. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of resources online and on the app to help you identify birds anyway.
Okay, so if here in the Upper Hunter we want to do this, you download the app. And what birds and what species might we actually find here in the Upper Hunter?
Well, the big three in New South Wales are the noisy miner, the rainbow lorikeet, mm-hmm. and the Australian magpie. Now, in the Upper Hunter, you're probably less or fewer rainbow lorikeets than we do down on the coast.
But more galahs, I think. Yes, a hell of a lot of galahs.
Galahs, corellas, cockatoos, all your parrots are really common in the Upper Hunter. Noisy miners as well. And, of course, everyone's familiar with the famous magpie. Ravens,
especially at this time of year, we've seen a lot of swooping.
I thought swooping season was over, but just last week I saw a couple of kids on their bikes get a bit of a hurry on by a magpie. So it's an extended swooping season this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be taking part in this bird count around the Muswellbrook Golf Course. There's some swoopy boys down there that we'd like to avoid.
Okay. That's good information. Butcher birds, willy wagtails, and all of these birds are available to look at on the app and elsewhere on the BirdLife Australia website.
We're chatting with Mick Roderick. He is from BirdLife Australia, and this week is Australia's largest birdwatching event. It's called the Aussie Backyard Bird Count. Mick, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.